You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. In the summer of 2017, a 15-year-old refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo arrived in Boise with his family. Just 9 days later, he drowned in Boise's Quinn's Pond, which is a recreational swimming hole. Then last week, the Ada County Coroner's Office identified a second man who drowned in Quinn's Pond, another Congolese refugee, this time a 21-year-old man who came to Boise about a year and a half ago. Earlier this summer, another refugee also drowned. So what's being done to prevent these tragedies? After the 2017 drowning, the community responded swiftly with a plan to make sure refugees and other underserved communities can be safe around many of Idaho's wild and urban waterways. Joining me today to talk about the swimming program is Danny Abetti. He is a Congolese refugee and a swimming safety advocate, and he's joined live in studio with Hannah Oblak. She's with the International Refugee Committee in Boise. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Danny, I want to start with you. Take me back to 2017 and that first tragic drowning with this 15-year-old refugee boy. What action did you take after that? Because you decided to basically start a program, correct?
Yes. I was driving back from Montana for my vacation. And then my mom called me that her neighbor, her name is San, drowned and died. And I was kind of really sad. As a community youth leader, I feel like, okay, it's my responsibility to do something about it. And then during the funeral, I met the director of IRC, and she had the same ideas I had of starting a program to teach or just come up with a program of helping refugees learn how to swim. So that's how we started.
So Hannah, talk to me about that, because I believe the name of the program is Rise Together Swim Lessons.
Yeah, that's correct. So I came on board to the IRC about a year ago. I sort of inherited the coordination of the program that Danny helped start. And Rise is our response. It's a community-wide, multifaceted approach to serving refugee youth in Boise to really, you know, bring high-quality swim education to families who have significant barriers to accessing swim education in general.
So this might seem like a silly question, but do a lot of these refugees, I mean, especially, unfortunately, these people that passed, I mean, you're talking 15-year-old, a 21-year-old, you know, do they not know if they can swim or cannot swim? Or are there situations where they learned how to swim a little bit, but maybe not enough to be in an environment like Quinn's Pond? Does that make sense?
You know, I can't speak to the specific individuals and their abilities, but I know that there are, you know, really significant barriers that our refugee and immigrant communities face. Maybe they came from a community or a culture where swimming's not very common. Danny, do you have any insight?
Yeah, often when we get here, you know, we tend to find friends, you know, and some of the activities, like during summer, is swimming.
Let's go swimming. Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's go swimming. And you don't want to be left out. You know, you feel like, okay, I'm just going to stand in the water, you know, just to be around my friends, you know. And then even though you don't know how to swim, you know, you just want to be there so you can be with your friends. And so sometimes people have been exposed to water before. You know, we have lakes and rivers back home. You know, we come here with a little, you know, little bit experience of swimming. We think, oh, we come here, we can swim. So we don't know, probably we don't have enough information about how deep these water resources are. But, yeah, so...
Well, and drowning goes across the board, we should say. This is something where we see it in families
any
that
community.
Have any community, but families that have tremendous wealth and families that have none. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is, I think, what is so sad about drowning. Mm-hmm. And it is about that water safety. So then, Danny, take me to the program itself. Mm-hmm. And what's it like when you see our underserved community members, like our refugees, learning this skill?
It's really great because just doing that personally, I feel great because it limits the number of incidents like that to happen in the future. And just for probably, I may have a kid tomorrow, or, you know, my sister, my young brother, you know, he'll give him an opportunity I didn't have to learn how to swim, you know, which will be, he won't be left alone.
Yeah.
You know, he won't be left alone when it comes to, let's say, they have a activity they want to do with their friends, you know. They won't have that barrier, like, I can't swim, you know, I can't go there. So learning how to swim is kind of, will be kind of helpful for them.
And Hannah, how many refugee kiddos have you served at this point? And what's been the response from families?
Yeah, great question. So from my knowledge, from when we started our first year in 2017, they served around 80, 87 youth. And this is we just finished our third summer year, and we served about 140 youth across the Treasure Valley. So we're really increasing our numbers, and we're really proud of the impact we've been able to have in the community. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really resounding positive experience for families. You know, we're bringing the classes to their apartments and to locations that have swimming pools where they live. So we're eliminating that transportation barrier that some families may face. We bring the Treasure Valley YMCA swim instructors to teach the courses. So it's a really beautiful kind of community partnership that's been created for families to have that interface with these high professional swim instructors. And oftentimes, you know, families just want more. They want more swim classes. They want more access. And we're doing our best to really increase that access and reach different parts of Boise, since we're only serving four locations right now. And in the fall time, we actually expand into the more teenage-aged youth. So we bring kids from the high school to the downtown Y location. So it's colder. You can't swim outside.
Right.
You know, naturally, we alter the program. And we, you know, really want to recognize our Laura Moore Cunningham Foundation, who supports the RISE program with their funds and with their support, and the YMCA Treasure Valley location as well. And we'd love to expand the program. We're growing each year, and we'd really like to see that growth increase to more kids in some education.
Well, and especially outside of Boise, because we have refugee and underserved individuals, not just throughout the Treasure Valley, but I mean throughout Idaho. And this is a critical program.
Yes.
I mean, Danny, I mean, you've seen it firsthand, right?
Yes.
How it saves lives.
Mm-hmm, it does.
And where would you like to take this next? Because are you seeing more younger kids in the program, I would think?
Yeah, right now our program primarily serves youth from 4 to 18 years old. So the summer program is very focused on youth 4 to 14 aged. We group them by age and then determine their swim ability in the classes. And then again, the fall is more for teenagers. We would love to see the program reach out to older individuals as well, beyond 18. And what's great about our program is I think that it has it's a really transferable model that could be adapted in other places, right? There's not a unique piece to it that is not, you know, copyable in other places. So in the greater Idaho, you know, area, other swim organizations could partner and use the similar model of bringing classes to families or finding their own unique partnerships to offer the swim education.
So what you need is basically partners
to
be able to expand this, because you've already put the program together. So that's the great part of it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that the unique piece that IRC provides is we have, you know, staff or interpreters who can really reach families and communicate what this program is in their home language. We help with transportation. The city of Boise, the Parks and Recreation Department has really helped us with transportation. And then we help parents with basic barriers like application and registration paperwork. Right. You know, that stuff seems inherently like an easy piece, but it's really hard if it's, you know, an application that's not in your home language, or maybe the family is pre-literate. And that's kind of where IRC helps liaison between families and programs and making sure that those aren't the barriers that eliminate a kid from experiencing swim education.
Well, and even how you said the interpreters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, because these are phenomenal instructors through the YMCA, but yet they are not going to speak all of the language that refugees speak. So you also have to eliminate that barrier so that they can teach.
Yes.
And luckily, honestly, the swim classes themselves don't really need interpretation. It's a skill that you really can communicate through, you know, visible cues and instructors demonstrating in action and kids copying. And so the YMCA staff is very experienced in this, and it does not seem to be a problem for them. And by the end of our program, we see 75% of youth increase one swim level by the end. And so we're seeing some really great steady increases in their ability levels. It's more the pre-program piece, how to connect families to our program. The YMCA provides swim education at their facility all the time, but our families aren't able to go down to the facility and access it as easily as maybe other families right. who have more institutional knowledge of systems like that in the U.S.
Well, and that's the thing, too, when you think about this, is it's that, I mean, and Danny, you could probably speak to this more, is there is so much change that is happening in a refugee's life when they resettle. Let's take, you know, the Treasure Valley, for example. I mean, you're learning a new language. You're learning new cultures. I mean, all of these things. I can so see how all of a sudden learning how to swim mm-hmm. is put on the back burner because you're just trying to figure everything out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, because you come here with, like, different mindset, and, like, you basically don't know which environment, you know, being thrown into. And then you come here, everything is different. And now you have to adapt, you know, to the language. You have to adapt to the culture. And now you have to be part of the part of the community, too, you know, which involves, like, making friends, mm-hmm. you know, and making friends. And then after that, you create a bond and you become close to each other. And now there's these activities you want to do as friends, right? And then you don't want to be limited out. Right. And so you want to, you know, like, so let's say if your friends tell you, look, it's time for swimming, you know, you want to be part
of it. You want to go.
You want to go. So, yeah.
So how involved are you in the program these days? Because I understand you're quite busy these days because you're a student at Boise State University.
Yes, I am. I'm a senior majoring in civil engineering, and I work as an intern at Ada County Highway District. So I haven't been involved much. Yeah.
But you got it started, though, which is a huge thing.
Yeah, but I was talking to her, and since I'm a senior now, half time, I can probably participate more and get more involved in it.
Well, good luck with your studies.
Thank you.
And such an important program that you put together and that our IRC did as well. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. I've been talking with Danny Abetti. He is a Congolese refugee as well as a water safety advocate. And Hannah Oblock with the International Rescue Committee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.